This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, delivering the products you depend on by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, spring weather across Iowa and much of rural America has been putting producers on a daily roller coaster ride. One day can bring sunshine and temperatures that feel like planting season's ready to roll, only for the next forecast update to bring colder air, wind, and another reminder that winter doesn't want to let go. That kind of back and forth can make it difficult for farmers trying to line up fertilizer work, field prep, and the first realistic planting windows. But DTN meteorologist John Baranek says those sharp swings are actually a normal part of moving from winter into spring. We'll talk more about that and an El Nino right after this.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at growmark.com.
DTN meteorologist John Baranek says March and April are often the most volatile weather months of the year as the atmosphere shifts between lingering cold air and the first true pushes of summer-like warmth.
We sure are. I mean, this is usually how it works. We're trying to go from the really cold temperatures in winter to the really hot ones in summer. And when you go through that transition period here, March and April especially, I mean, that's the perfect time to just ride it. Get some bursts of heat coming through. Won't last long. You get some cold bursts coming through. They won't last long, and you just kind of figure out how everything's kind of moving along there. But as long as you can ride the roller coaster and understand that your forecast here for the next 2 weeks might be changing on a daily basis quite significantly.
That uncertainty can make every day feel like a moving target for producers, especially when soil conditions, equipment timing, and fertilizer applications all depend on a reliable stretch of weather. Beyond the short-term swings, forecasters are also increasingly focused on what could be the dominant weather story for the rest of the year. The Pacific is expected to transition out of La Nina and into El Nino conditions later this year. While some online chatter has attached dramatic names to the setup, Baranek says the real story is increasing the likelihood that this could become a very strong El Nino event.
I mean, I guess you could just throw whatever word you want, a gigantic, mega, ultra, whatever. I guess use an adjective what you want, but there is a pretty significant threat. Well, I don't know if threat's the right word, but a possibility there of a really strong El Nino coming back into play here later this year. El Nino looks almost a guarantee. Things are setting up there in the Pacific Ocean where it's going to get warm rather quickly here over the next couple of months. Just how warm that's going to be is a little bit of a question mark, but I think there is potential there for it being really strong.
If the warming trend continues, it could have major implications for weather patterns through the heart of the growing season. For Iowa and much of the Corn Belt, a strong El Nino often improves the chances for favorable moisture and more stable summer conditions, especially during key crop growth stages. Baranek says there's also a recent comparison point that may help producers understand what this year could look like.
It was just 3 years ago, 2023, where we had a super El Nino in the Pacific Ocean, and we're kind of trending that way. A lot of models are giving the same sort of idea, same shape, almost same timing with it too, which makes the 2023 season kind of a good analog year to look at when we look at kind of how the weather is going to go through the rest of this year too. Needless to say, when we get an El Nino, whether it's a super El Nino or super strong or not, that tends to leave us with some pretty good conditions across the middle of the U.S.
If this year follows a similar path, much of the middle of the country could see generally solid crop weather conditions. But before the longer-term pattern takes hold, farmers still have to navigate the day-to-day spring volatility that makes the season both frustrating and familiar. As always, flexibility may be just as important as the forecast itself. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.